بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد رب اشرح لي صدري ويسرني أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي ربي زدني علما ربي لا أسر ولا تؤسر وأطمئن من خير. Brothers requested inshallah تعالى to come closer. Those of us that don't need the chairs inshallah, humble request is made inshallah to come sit as close as possible inshallah تعالى. Where is that at the back? Whatever mashwaras and discussions we're having now, inshallah, we can leave it for later, inshallah. We should all come to the program, inshallah. Alhamdulillah, my respected brothers and elders, my dear friends, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala once again has favored us. It's all the different ni'mat Allah ta'ala has favored us. Every day, the greatest of the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my dear friends, Allah ta'ala has made us in the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the opportunity of being the reciters of Kareem, ala ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And on top of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the opportunity of performing of Fajr Salah wa Jamaat. And on top of that, Allah ta'ala granted us the opportunity that we sit for a little while. To make fikr for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not everybody gets this opportunity. For all the people out there, my dear friends, those of us that are sitting here, Allah has granted us this opportunity. It's a great blessing from Allah. Where we could have been, what we could have been doing right now, which part of the world we could have been doing, where we are. Allah has brought us here, in the masjid. To make this worry and concern, my dear friends, that how the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can come alive in the entire ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every person to be born from now till Qiyamah, every single person, how Allah ta'ala can save that person from the fire of Jahannam and Allah ta'ala grants him Jannah. فَمَنْ زُحْزِهَا عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَاسَ. Be saved from the fire. This is the success that everyone is looking for, my dear friends. Unfortunately, shaitan makes it such, we're looking for success in the dunya, in this world that we're living, in this short life that we have. We're looking for success here. Some people feel having a nice car, mashallah, I'm successful. Some people feel having a beautiful home, big home, spatial home, I'm successful. Some people believe having lots of money is success. Beautiful wife, lots of children, this is success. Asal, my dear friends, success is that when a person on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells him, my banda, Jannat is yours, go towards Jannat, you've been saved from the fire of Jahannam. Asal, this is success, my dear friends. This is what Allah ta'ala speaks about in the Quran. So this is the worry and concern we should all have. One is the worry and concern for myself, which is something we should all have. Together with this, the worry and concern about the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah grant us all tawfiq, inshallah. If you have to bring a little bit of that concern, a little bit of the worry and concern of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the worry and concern of our elders, and how, what, they go. In the end, my dear friends, Allah don't need us for anything. Allah is independent. Allah is somewhat independent. Allah don't need us for nothing. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. This is my dear friends. Allah don't need us for anything. La ilaha illallah. Allah is the one who can do everything. To negate La, negate everything. And only in Allah. Allah don't need for His deen to come alive in the entire ummah. Allah ta'ala has to make a decision now. Every single person living, Allah will give him hidayat. Will not change the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah ta'ala makes a decision now, my dear friends, every one of us, the entire world, 8 billion insan today, right now, all of us go into sajda, and all of us make the zikr of Allah, how much will that increase the greatness of Allah? Will it increase the greatness of Allah? No. Allah is as He is, my dear friends. We say, Allahu Akbar, Allah is great, nothing is greater, nobody is great except Allah. So if all of us go into sajda and make the zikr of Allah, Allah will not increase the greatness of Allah. So Allah don't need us for anything. The salah that we perform, my dear friends, this is for us. The zikr that we made of Allah, this is of us, for us. This is what we are sitting here now is for us, not for any. For Allah is nothing, my dear friends. And if the whole world gets together and goes against the order of Allah, every single insan living today goes against the order of Allah, will it decrease the greatness of Allah? No, nothing. Not a single inch, but nothing. Not zarra, not even zarra, my dear friends. So Allah is as He is. This is, my dear friends, what we have to give dawah to. This is this La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that we make an effort for. Is to bring the yaqeen, to bring this in our hearts, that whatever is happening around us is happening because Allah has willed it. Nothing to do with us. No matter what it is, the coming of the day and the coming of the night, my dear friends, the rain that will fall, just the falling of a leaf, the movement of insan, the movement of this earth, the sun and the moon and the stars and everything is happening around us. This whole, what Allah has created, this is happening because Allah Ta'ala has willed it. Nobody else, nothing else, my dear friends. We have to bring this yakin in our hearts. Allah is somewhat independent. We are all totally dependent on Allah. Think about it, my dear friends, when you go to sleep at the night, we put our head down on the pillow. At what time do we fall off to sleep? Exact time. None of us know. Some people don't sleep the entire night. They cannot sleep. Whole night, they cannot sleep. They stay up. After Fajr only, they get a chance to close their eyes for a couple of hours. Whole night, they don't sleep. Take medication to sleep also doesn't help. Sleeping tablets, nothing. And there are those, my dear friends, who got no home, got no bed. They say, as we say, you know, people say, he has a brick as a pillow, he has a blanket, he's the sky, he has a cardboard as a bed. When he puts his head down, sleep's gone. Nobody, any even dog come next to him and bark, and people come walk right past him, sleeping, out, cold. And there are those whom Allah has blessed with big home, blessed with beds that are costing thousands and thousands of rand, but yet Allah Ta'ala did not give him any sleep. Then you get up in the morning also, there are people who eyes Allah open their eyes for them at a certain time. There are certain people you can put alarm next to the head, they own, they can't get up. At what time my eyes open, it is a gift from Allah. Then those that go to sleep and don't get up. Those that go to sleep and don't get up. In Ramadan, friend, in Durban, Ramadan, a lady goes to sleep before Asr Salah, she phones her husband, please buy this for iftar. So husband saying, you're troubling me now. Before Asr Salah, I must go buy something now for iftar. So she tells him, don't trouble me, buy what I want. And she tells her husband, I'm going to sleep, I'm going to lie down. And she doesn't get up. Gone. Month of Ramadan on a Friday. So my dear friends, this is from Allah. Morsel of food. How many of us, when we sit and eat, look at a plate of food and we say, Allah, look at the arrangement Allah has made for the plate of food to be presented to us. How much of arrangement Allah has made for that food to come in front of us? The rice, simple thing like rice, the curry that is presented, all the spices from the different parts of the world is brought to us in our homes and is presented to us. This is only because Allah Ta'ala has willed it, my dear friends. The loaf of bread that we eat, the glass of water that we drink. Hey, what arrangements Allah has made for us, my dear friends. What arrangements Allah has made for us. So, my dear friends, we have to bring this, we have to make an effort on this kalima la ilaha illallah. That the yaqeen of makhluk has to come out of the heart. Negate everything and bring the Khaliq into the heart. That Allah, everything happens with your will. The movement of my hand, The fact that you are listening, the fact that I am talking, the fact that I'm moving my hands, every movement of yours is because Allah Ta'ala, or movement of ours is because Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has made it such a difference. We cannot do anything. How many people we know, my dear friends, have got ears, but they cannot hear? The physical ears are there, but they cannot hear anything. How many people we know, my dear friends, that they have eyes? The eye is there, but they cannot see. They have hands, but they cannot move it. They have legs, but they cannot move it. How many we know like this, my dear friends? How much shukr are we making to Allah? Allah, you're blessed. We look at the different things in the world, and we look at them. We say shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all those, the wealth Allah has given us, or the home, all these things, yeah? But this, what Allah has given us, is body. So the yaqeen of makhluk has to come out, and the yaqeen of khaliq has to come into the heart. In everything that we do, we have to consider, make search, make muhasabah, or elders make muhasabah, make muraqabah in regards to what Allah has given us, my dear friends. So much. If Allah Ta'ala has to take away one of those limbs from our body, what happens to us? Just think, this thumb, one piece of body, thumb has been taken away from you. For whatever reason, this thumb is taken out. What happens to us? Can't even hold a cup. Can't even write. How much this thumb is being used? Injure it a little bit. Just injure it a little bit, but it cannot be used. Leave the thumb being taken out. Just injure it. Or the nail gets injured. So my dear friends, we have to make such an effort. And how we make an effort on this is we have to give dawah to us every day. We have to speak about the greatness of Allah. We have to tell ourselves this, and we have to tell our families this. At home, amongst our wives and our children and our fathers and mothers and brothers and sisters, this dawah has to be given at home. Simple, easy, ABC dawah. If a child comes to you and tells you, my father, I need a pair of clothes, I need a pair of shoes, whatever it is the child requires, how many of us would give the child dawah to go make dua and ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? I give this example all the time. As far as to take lesson, you know, normally when you enter the house, what is the first question we ask after the whole day of work? What we ask? Ask the wife, how are you? And then? What's for chow, isn't it? All of us, our habits these are. One day the wife tells me that, why don't you ask me what Allah Ta'ala has sent for us today? MashaAllah. Change it, my dear friends. What Allah Ta'ala has sent for us today. Because that food is from Allah. So don't ask me what I've prepared, but say and ask what Allah Ta'ala has sent for us. Let's teach our children at home also. Teach our wives at home also. They'll teach us also. Child wants something, or the wife wants something, or I want something. We turn our attention, ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do those things that will bring thee. That Allah, you are the one that is doing. I've mentioned this before, but when we had the problem in South Africa, here in Durban, when the looting took place, how much lessons did we take from that? That we had money in our pocket, we had credit cards in our pocket, we had millions of rands at home, but we could not buy a loaf of bread, we couldn't get a liter of milk. Money was there. Queues, well, people hanging up in queues to get. So Allah is the one who is Khaliq. Allah is the one who is sustaining. Allah Ta'ala is the one who is nourishing. Allah Ta'ala is the one who is giving us everything. So we have to make an effort on this. And together with the effort of Kalima La Ilaha Illallah is Muhammadur Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. To bring yaqeen in the sunnah of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That our entire life has been that sunnah of Nabi of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Entire life, my dear friends. Whatever it is that we are doing, our walking and our talking and our sleeping and our eating and movement, whatever it is that we are doing, Allah has made it such. Allah has kept it for us, my dear friends. Allah has made it such that the entire sunnah of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is there for us to look at so that we can learn and present to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that this is the sunnah of my Nabi. I am doing it according to the sunnah of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The difference between Ummah today, my dear friends, and Sahaba Ikram is what Ummah tell us. When Sahaba Ikram saw what Nabi of Allah did, immediately they followed. No questions asked, immediately followed. When Nabi Kareem Salaam stopped them from doing something, immediately it was stopped. Today, Allah forgive us, my dear friends, Ulama Akram explained to us, when somebody is asked to do something, the first question they ask is Faraz or Sunnah. They say, if it is Faraz, then it's fine, we'll do it. If it's Sunnah, they say, leave it out. It's okay if we leave it out. As Sahaba Ikram, my dear friends, says, no. For them, Sami'na wa ata'na. They listened and they obeyed. We also have to come with the same system, my dear friends. Every single aspect of our life. Our sleeping, our walking, our talking, our ma'amalat, ma'asharat, akhlaq, ibadat, every single aspect of our life has to come on the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Remember, one sunnah Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my dear friends, is better and greater than what is contained between the heavens and the earth. One sunnah Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why? That one sunnah Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we're practicing it, Allah ta'ala will reward us on the day of Qiyamah, because what is between the heavens and the earth, one day will come to nothing. Finish, khatam, gone. But the practicing the sunnah of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah will reward us on the day of Qiyamah. Wa atiu Allah wa atiu Rasul. Follow Allah and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah ta'ala will not accept from us, my dear friends. From Ummat and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah ta'ala will not accept any other lifestyle except the lifestyle of Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we have to make an effort to bring this in our life. Look into our lives. Look into our homes. Look at it. And seeing how we can improve it to bring the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam alive in our homes. Sitting on the floor and eating, my dear friends. Sleeping on the floor. All aspects of our life, my dear friends, from the time we go to sleep till the time we get up and we go back to sleep, every single aspect of our life, we should look at what is the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Entering the masjid, leaving the masjid, putting our shoes on. What difference is there? If you have to look physically, in regards to the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, physically, if a person has to put his left leg first and then his right leg on his shoes, putting his shoes on, physically, my dear friend, what difference is there? No difference. Physically. But because Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did it that way, I will do it that way. Leaving the house and all the different aspects that we have, my dear friends, physically, what difference does it make? No difference. You're entering the house, but because Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked us to do it this way, we will do it. So for this to come alive in our life, my dear friends, for this La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have to make an effort. We understand the effort of making for everything else under the sun. In regards to our businesses, in regards to our homes, in regards to our cars, in regards to everything else around us, we understand there's an effort behind it. We understand there's money has to be spent behind it. We understand there's qurbani has to be given behind it. We understand we have to do certain things. We have to leave home and we have to make an effort. But my dear friends, for this La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah come alive, we have to understand, we have to make an effort also. And the effort is, my dear friends, how that what Allah has given us, that wealth and health and time Allah has given us, his mind and his heart Allah Ta'ala has given us, how Allah wants us to use it for his deen to come alive. Allah Ta'ala wants us to use it for his deen to come alive, my dear friends. So we in turn benefit from it. The wealth Allah has given us is not ours. It's an amanat. It's a responsibility. It is something that we have to use it in the right manner. We have to use it, spend it in a manner that Allah gets happy with us. Allah will give us back in return. How much Allah will give us back also, my dear friends, for that Allah has given us to use in the path of Allah. Time. Today, Allah forgive us, me firstly. When it comes to time, we're all so busy that to take out a few days, few months to go in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, again, we find it difficult. We can't leave home. We can't leave the comfort of our homes. We can't leave the comfort of our families. We cannot leave the comfort of our food that we are eating for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We find that difficult to do, my dear friends. But at the same time, we have to leave to go for business trips, or we have to go on a holiday, the qurbani and the mujahid that we have to make for these things, that we prepare to do. For the sake of Allah, to leave for the home for the sake of Allah, for his deen to come alive first in our life, in the life of our families, qurbani is required. Mujahidah, we have to make it, we have to sacrifice our difference. Sacrifice our health and sacrifice our wealth and the time Allah has given us. Then Allah will give us in turn, my dear friends. On the day of Qiyamah, when we need it most, on the day of Qiyamah, all that sawab and nekis and all that rewards, who needs it most on the day of Qiyamah? We. So you spend now, Allah will give us in return. So who's ready to say, inshallah ta'ala, my dear friends? Some time in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, be it 4 months and 40 days and 4 months and 3 days, my dear friends. Those of us who haven't given 4 months, young and old, who haven't given 4 months, inshallah, make an intention, ya Allah, accept me to go for 4 months, inshallah ta'ala. Accept me to come out in your path for 4 months, inshallah ta'ala. To go to Pakistan and Bangladesh, inshallah, and make fikr and learn the deen of. Gee, mashallah. Allah accept, mashallah. Taqabbal Allah. Those heavens have been 4 months, inshallah. Or those who gave 4 months, make intention, give 4 months every year, inshallah. What are the istakazas for Jamaat to come out 4 months, pay the Jamaat. One Jamaat is working at the moment, 4 months, pay them. In a month's time, they'd be finishing also, inshallah. We need to make fikr for another Jamaat to come out. So, Saadis, can you make intention for that also, inshallah. 4 months, pay them in the path of Allah. That noor is something else. 4 months pedal noor is something else. 4 months go to Pakistan is something else. 4 months foreign is something else. That noor is different, my dear friends. MashaAllah. Allah accept, inshallah. Who else, inshallah? Ji Mullah. Allah accept, inshallah. Right? 40 days also, inshallah, make attention for our masjids, inshallah. Which Jamaat, from which masjid Jamaat's coming out now, inshallah, month of April. How many Jamaat's coming out from each masjid, inshallah? Faizul, mashallah, taqabbal Allah, accept, inshallah. Masura Jamaats also, mashallah, we have been blessed also, our KZN, 2 Masura Jamaats in KZN, one from Quetta, Pakistan, one from Bangladesh. Masura Jamaats are moving. Month of Ramadan also, they're out in the path of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should make intention, inshallah, for Masura Jamaats also, inshallah. Ji. And Jamaat from? Ashville. Who else, inshallah, ta'ala? Also, Ijtimaat is taking place in Johannesburg on the 1st of May. Lots of Jamaats have left from Durban for the weekend, Easter weekend, we'll make fikr in Johannesburg. The other 2 more weekends before the Ijtimaat comes, we should also make intention, inshallah, to make some fikr in Johannesburg for the Ijtimaat in Lodium, inshallah, on the 1st of May, inshallah. Masjids can make intention, inshallah, to take Jamaats and make fikr in the whole of Johannesburg, inshallah, the whole of Gauteng, inshallah. Who's ready for that? Which masjid say, inshallah, we can make fikr for Ijawad to go from our masjid, inshallah. Bolo away. Jamaats have gone, other Jamaats, other Saadis go, inshallah. Phoenix, inshallah. Allah accept, inshallah. Next weekend. Ji. TK, inshallah. Brothers should make himmat, inshallah. Go home also, now we're going back home, inshallah. Go home and we give targheeb to our families also, inshallah. Tell them what happened in the program, what we heard, mashallah. Give them tarib also, inshallah. Ask if we make dua also. We know the halat and conditions all over the world. We give tarib, we make dua, and we give tarib to our families to make dua, inshallah. Allah accept, inshallah. Those, anybody going out in the path of Allah, Jamaat coming out, inshallah. Hidayat bayan now, inshallah. And those brothers are going back home, inshallah. For wapsi also, inshallah. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma, bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbina rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala mursalin, alhamdulillah.